Interpretación simultánea. Actividad IS-5. Ejercicio IS-5A.
Vas a escuchar un texto con pausas. Realiza la interpretación del fragmento escuchado durante la pausa.
Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, in the middle of a thick forest, stood a small cottage, the home of a pretty little girl known to everyone as Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mummy waved her goodbye at the garden gate, saying, "Grandma is ill. Take her this basket of cakes, but be very careful. Keep to the path through the wood, and don't ever stop. That way, you will come to no harm." Little Red Riding Hood kissed her mother and ran off. "Don't worry," she said. "I'll run all the way to Grandma's without stopping." Full of good intentions, the little girl made her way through the wood, but she was soon to forget her mother's wise words. "What lovely strawberries! And so red!" Laying her basket on the ground, Little Red Riding Hood bent over the strawberry plants. "They are nice and ripe, and so big, yummy, delicious. Just another one, and one more. This is the last. Well, this one, The red fruit peeped invitingly through the leaves in the grassy glade. And Little Red Riding Hood ran back and forced popping strawberries into her mouth. Suddenly she remembered her mother, her promise, Grandma and the basket, and hurried back towards the path. The basket was still in the grass, and humming to herself, Little Red Riding Hood walked on. The wood became thicker and thicker. Suddenly, a yellow butterfly fluttered down through the trees. Little Red Riding Hood started to chase the butterfly. "I'll catch her! I'll catch her!" she called. Suddenly she saw some large daisies in the grass. "Oh, how sweet!" she claimed, and, thinking of Grandma, she picked a large bunch of flowers. In the meantime, two wicked eyes were spying on her from behind a tree. A strange rustling in the woods made Little Red Riding Hood's heart thump. Now quite afraid, she said to herself, "I must find a path and run away from here." At last, she reached the path again, but her heart leapt into her mouth at the sound of a grave voice which said, "Where are you going, my pretty girl, all alone in the woods?" "I'm taking Grandma some cakes. She lives at the end of the path," said Little Riding Hood in a faint voice. When he heard this, the wolf, for it was the big, bad wolf himself, politely asked, "Does Grandma live by herself?" "Oh, yes," replied Little Red Riding Hood, "and she never opens the door to strangers." "Good boy, perhaps we'll meet again," replied the wolf. Then he loped away thinking to himself, "I'll gobble the grandmother first, then lie in wait for the grandchild." At last, the cottage came in sight. "Knock, knock, knock, knock!" The wolf rapped the door. "Who's in there?" cried Grandma from her bed. "It's me, Little Red Riding Hood. I've brought you some cakes because you're ill," replied the wolf, trying hard to hide his gruff voice.
"Leave the lads and come in,"
said Grandma, unaware of anything amiss, till a horrible shadow appeared on the wall.